two different plants, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So they had to consolidate, and things were tough at the time, and they had to make, you know, compromises and sacrifices and whatnot. So they brought it back later on, but it wasn't long lived.
Okay. What you said the 70s, you had one there that had the, before the show, you said it had the best frame you saw or something like that?
Well, this particular one, you know, it had some, obviously, some leaking issues in the back. And we opened it up, and you know, they kept saying, well, what do you think's down there? I said, no, it really could be anything. We've had them where literally we've had to replace the main frame rails all across members' outriggers from the wheels back. But this particular one opened up, and a couple of my guys are in there, and they've worked on a lot of them, of course, and they're actually really amazed. There's some minor rear cross member. The bottom of it was rusted out. One of the funny things that was wrong with it, though, that these people complained that the one of the joints on the plywood floor was bouncing up and down, like right where it came together. The plywood literally would move relative to one another, up and down.
So I said, weird.
Yeah, so we had to get in there for some rot on the rear piece anyway, and take the black and gray tanks out, et cetera, and the bathroom in order to deal with all this. So we went in underneath there, and we discovered that, you know, this must have been a Friday trailer or something. They put the joint of the floor plywood about 5 inches away from a cross member.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was like
a waste, yeah.
It was like standing on a springboard or something.
Yeah.
That's the way it was made, or somebody had replaced it?
No, they made it that way.
Oh, goodness.
Like, you know, the plywood should join on cross member.
Yeah.
The other thing that caused the issue was one of the other issues was the black tank valve wasn't actually bonded to the ABS plumbing outlet pipes. So that had been leaking from day one.
Ooh, well, I hate when that happens.
Right. Tell my guys that one.
Oh, man. All right.
But anyway, the frame, other than that, I mean, that was I don't know, it was a design issue. I think it had more to do with the worker at the time cut the plywood too wide or something. But main frame rails and all the rest of the cross members, outriggers, and everything looked great.
Yeah, well, there you go. My first one was a 71. I probably had wood rot in the very back and all that stuff, but I was able to use it for a while. So, good starting trailer, probably.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. We have another call here from Barry in New York, or originally in New York. He has quite the explanation about that, and he's looking for a gaucho. Let's see what he has to say.
Hello, my name is Barry from Brooklyn, New York, via Southern Pines, North Carolina. That's where I'm at presently. Anyhow, I was on the internet scouting around on every lead I can possibly come up with, trying to locate a gaucho bed for a 66 Tradewinds Airstream. And your number popped up, and it said leave a message. So if you've got any information on how I should go about this, I certainly would appreciate it. Plus, if you know of a Airstream club here in North Carolina, I'd appreciate it if you passed that number along. So anyhow, I look forward to hearing from you. All right, so long. Bye.
All right, Barry, thanks for calling in. Finding a gaucho, what year did he say he was looking for?
66
gauchos. You can get him anywhere, can't you?
Yeah, the gaucho store.
That's right.
Oddly enough, I've got a 67 and a 68 Overlander, and both of them are missing gauchos, which I was kind of surprised. That's basically the same era and model designation.